This is heartbreaking, but 1 in 20 children will experience the death of a parent before they graduate from high school.
That's right. And finding a safe place to grieve and to find support is so important. And this is Chick to Chick. For children are so very resilient. Oftentimes, kids are able to take things that are very challenging and difficult in their lives. And, you know, you don't always know that they're hurting and they're dealing with something. But oftentimes, when they experience a big loss, like a parent or a grandparent, uncle, someone who's really close to them, they really probably don't know how to deal with it. Imagine it, because they've got all these other people around who are grieving too. And they really need support.
Well, you know, I think they think that they're the only ones who are going through this, and they might feel alone, and they might feel isolated, and they might feel like they don't have anyone to talk to. So they keep all of these emotions bottled up inside, and then they can come out in so many different forms, in anger and frustration, because they don't really know how to deal with this. Now, the good news is that there is a place where they can grieve, and they can find comfort, and they can find this with other children. It's the Caring Place. And the Caring Place, I say this all the time, they truly care about kids. This is an organization that relies strictly on volunteers to help these children grieve and to help them get through this very challenging time. Therese Lavallee is the director of the Caring Place. Therese, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Flor. I appreciate the invitation.
Therese, when a child loses a parent, what are the different stages of grief they go through? And do kids grieve differently than adults?
Kids do grieve differently than adults, Flor. I think that's important for people to understand. And I think the most important thing is to understand that kids' grief doesn't look like an adult's grief. You'll see them come and go with the grief in short spurts. They grieve in short spurts. And also, children grieve throughout their lifetime. If they lose somebody when they're young, when they, you know, if an important person, a parent or a grandparent dies when they're young, at different developmental points in their life, they'll re-experience that grief. And so oftentimes we think kids are over it, and they're not. It can come back.
Hi, Therese. It's Carrie over here.
Hi, Carrie.
This is such a good topic, and I think it's something that's really important for people to understand that the Caring Place has a free service, which is so fantastic that you do this. How does that service work?
Yes, thanks, Carrie. So at the Caring Place, our basic premise is to bring kids together who are grieving with other grieving children, and their adult family members come as well. And so it's based on the concept of peer support. If any of you have undergone losing somebody, then you know that you really want to talk to other people who have gone through a similar circumstance. And that's what we do. We bring kids together with other kids who have lost somebody, who have had somebody die, so that they can talk to kids their own age who get it.
Yeah, so they don't feel like they're alone, and they feel like there are other people who understand what they're going through. Now, typically you have these meetings and these programs in person, but because of COVID, I guess you guys have had to change things. What are you doing to still connect with the families and connect with the kids and help them?
That's very true. Just like everybody else, we've had to change everything that we do. Typically, we bring the families and the kids together in our buildings. I know, Flora, you've been to our building in Harrisburg. We have 4 sites across Pennsylvania, but now we're doing everything virtually, just like everybody else. So we've transitioned our entire program to a virtual program, and we're still bringing the kids together. We're just doing it on Zoom, just like the 3 of us are here talking. We're bringing the kids together on a Zoom platform and having them share their experiences, and we're still able to do activities with them. We mail out kits with materials for them to use for the activities, and so we still provide everything that's needed in the program, all at no cost, and we're just doing it virtually now.
And Children's Grief Awareness Day is coming up. That's on November 19th. What will you be doing for this special day?
So Children's Grief Awareness Day, we started that back in 2008. And so it's been around for a while now. And it's become a national and international day of observance for kids who have had somebody die, to help raise the awareness of what doing exactly what we're doing, helping people understand that kids do grieve. And the impact of death is tremendous on kids. And so It's the third Thursday of November every year, November 19th, as you said, Carrie. And we'll be wearing blue that day, and we'll be asking a lot of people to join in with us to help people understand the impact of death on children. And the best thing I can do is tell people to go to our website, and there's a lot of different suggestions and activities and ways that you can participate in the day.
What is the significance of all of us wearing blue on Children's Grief Awareness Day? And you also use the butterfly as a symbol of hope. What message are you trying to send to these kids?
So the significance of blue is really, you know, to have a color, just like, you know, pink is for breast cancer awareness. You know, every cause kind of has a color associated with it. And so blue is the color for Children's Grief Awareness Day. And we use the symbol of a butterfly because the butterfly is the universal symbol of hope. So in addition to raising awareness of the impact of death on kids, Children's Grief Awareness Day is also about sending a message of hope to these kids that it's not always going to hurt so bad, that you aren't alone. You'll get through this. It's hard, but there is hope. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
What a beautiful message. And I would assume that that is really what you try to impart to anyone who's trying to understand how to help a child who's just experienced the loss of a parent.
Yes, that's true. A parent, a grandparent, a brother, a sister, you know, any death of somebody that a child loves is devastating in their lives. And, you know, it's important to be able to support the child in the moment, but then over time, and help them know that it's hard, but they will get through it, and not be afraid to talk about it, and to give them the opportunity to share stories about their loved ones with you, because that's what they have left are the memories.
What advice would you give to an adult or maybe even another child? Let's say their friend has lost their mom or their dad. What would you recommend that a child say to their friend? And what would you recommend that an adult say to that child to help them?
It's not a dissimilar message for a child or an adult. You know, the most important thing is to be there for your friend, or, you know, for if you're an adult, for a child that you know, to be there to listen, and to tell them that, to say, you know, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to know that as your friend or as your teacher or your neighbor, I'm here for you. I know this is hard. And I know that sometimes when you talk to somebody about hard things, it helps make it better. So I'm here to listen when you're ready to talk.
I'm curious to know too, you have 4 locations across the state, and typically kids had to come to the caring place for these services. But now with COVID and they're able to do this virtually, are you actually having more children and more families participate and come to you to say, hey, we want help?
You know what? It's interesting, Flora. Yes and no. I think we're getting different families, potentially families who maybe wouldn't be able to come to our centers because it's hard sometimes to get the kids in the car, to get them there. You know, when if you're now a single parent and you're juggling everything at home, sometimes it's hard to get to the center. And so a virtual program works even better for you. And then to be honest, for some families, you know, when their kids are on the computer all day for school, it's not something that they want to do in the evenings. And so, you know, I think it's just like everything else. It's working for a lot of families. And we've heard from other families who are saying, we'll wait till you're back in person.
Well, and it's there. It's there to fulfill,
absolutely,
you know, the need. And I think it's fantastic that this service can really pull children, you know, and families out of a very challenging time.
And it works. You know, the virtual program works. People are afraid that their kids aren't going to be able to connect over Zoom like this, but they're connecting in very strong and powerful ways. It does work.
And once again, if people want more information about your services, where can they get that?
They can get that at our website, highmarkcaringplace.com.
Thank you so much. This was just great information. And again, this Thursday is Children's Grief Awareness Day. We're going to wear blue, and we're asking everyone else to wear blue to show these kids that we care. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Therese.
Thank you, Flora. Thank you, Carrie.
You know, Flora, I haven't personally had anything like that happen to either me as a child or my children. But sadly, I have seen it very close by in my own neighborhood, where children, unfortunately, have lost their parent at a very young age. And it is so hard to watch them go through that pain. And it is so nice to know that a place like Carey Place exists to really help these kids.
And again, it's free. And that's just so wonderful. And just a reminder again, Thursday, November 19th is Children's Grief Awareness Day. It's a day to wear blue. It's really such a simple gesture to let these kids know that we care. I can tell you that we will be wearing blue. We certainly hope you will too. And we will be back next week to chirp about another topic.